Bald and blonde. Welcome to the Mindset Evolution podcast. Hear about tips, tricks, skills, tools, inspiration, mental hygiene. Know what you want and how to create what you desire to achieve predictable results and create a content life wherever you are. And here are your hosts, Kathy Tate and Daisy Papp.
And hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution. I'm Kathy Tate, the Bald Warrior, your host from Australia. And with me, as always, is Daisy Papp, International Excellence Coach from the Florida Keys. Hi, Daisy.
Hello, my dear friend down under. It is so lovely. We're embracing the world. And I am just still so humbled because it takes me a while to really grasp it that we have so many listeners in so many countries. And I'm so grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It is just wonderful. And I get goosebumps all over the place. It's just lovely. Thank you.
It's amazing. Not only are we all over the globe, but we have listeners from as young as 12 right up into their 80s.
Yes.
And both genders.
Yes.
So it does really warm our hearts because we set out with the intention of embracing the globe and all of humanity and talking about issues that affect us all, no matter where you're from or what culture you're living in or what country you're in or any of those other things that we think define us. We believe our conversations umbrella all of those issues and deal with the humanness of us. But we also like to keep them very reality-based and give you tools that you can use in your everyday life.
Mm.
And I've got an interesting topic today, Daisy. We have spoken about it, but only in our private Facebook group about a year ago.
Mm.
We have not done an episode on it. And when we first spoke about it, you blew my mind. So,
what is it?
Listeners, get ready to have your mind blown by Daisy. Today, we're talking about hope.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, let's speak about hope.
Let's blow their minds. The conversation, I guess, starts where I always believed that hope was super important and had it as one of my highest values. And then along comes Daisy and explains to me why there's a better way to think. Not that we're saying never have hope. I don't think we're saying that. But we're saying tweak the thinking because it's more powerful than hope. How's that for a lead-in?
Yeah, I think you really put it in a very nice way because I thought, oh my God, now she's going off on me. Well, hope. Let's define hope first. What is your definition of hope prior to our first conversation when we had that?
Mm. So my definition of hope was that I could have a goal and hope that it would come true. So I guess hope was like a wishful thinking.
Mm.
Sounds a bit flippy floppy when I say it that way, doesn't it?
Well, it sounds to you now because you know a different way of thinking that is more likely to help you achieve what you hoped for in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
good way to put it.
I think hope, actually, by my definition, when we look at the word and we look at the Merriam-Webster dictionaries and other dictionaries, what it's described as, if I'm not mistaken, I'm quoting, so free quoting on my part, that it is the hope of something that we want to happen or we are expecting something to occur based on our liking and wanting.
Or expecting it.
Well, I think it has more to do with the expectation. So with expecting it. And then we are already in a very different topic because expectations, I say, so don't go there.
Oh, yes.
So I think when we look now at hope, so, oh, I hope that everything goes well. Then I'm giving all my power away, don't I?
Yes.
Because I say, okay, so I'm going to sit here and I hope, I hope, I hope, I hope. In the meantime, things happen or don't. And where's my influence on it? There's a very different aspect to it when it's faith. I have believe that it's going to occur. I believe that tomorrow morning I will see the sunshine, even above the clouds, because sometimes we have cloudy weather here as well. So hope itself, and I believe that is what you would like to get to when I shocked you back then about a year ago. I didn't even know when it was. I remember we had this conversation once, that hope is fear. Mm. Because I'm fearful of, because I'm not certain. Now, when I'm not certain, then I'm more likely, I believe humbly, still active. But when I hope, I become more passive. It is somehow a setup for how we behave, because words matter and our words have a direct impact on how we feel, and how we feel will influence how we behave. Now, when I'm sitting here and I'm so hopeful, I'm hopeful that we will gain country number 62, where we will have listeners, then I can sit back and continue hoping. But that's not what we are doing. We continue our work and we continue recording our podcast. We are continuing expanding and we do our social media, although I'm totally, absolutely not fond of it at all. Nevertheless, I do it not for me. I do it only for you, so that you, dear listeners, who may have not heard of us, may see something or feel something that resonates with you. And then you start jumping on and listening to Bald and Blonde podcast, or you can share it then maybe with those you didn't mention it to. That's the only reason why I'm still on the social media platform, several of those. It is not that we are sitting here and hope for more listeners. We're actively doing something. That is when we are in power. Is that a good example, you think?
I think it is, because there's several sides to this, several lead-on steps from changing the way we think about hope to belief. I think that belief is much more powerful because it is that faith in something. But most of all, for me, it's a belief in my own capabilities and my own drive and my own values, where I know that I will keep pushing myself to reach the goals that we've set and to keep producing this podcast because of my belief in it and my belief in its effect and impact on the world. So I think it's a really good example, because that is so much more powerful than hoping we reach country number 62. We know we're going to reach country 62. It's just a matter of time. Like, we've always believed that, even back at episode 23, the last episode of season one, we were in 23 countries. We reached 23 countries in 23 episodes. I love going back and look at our statistics.
Yeah.
I'm a numbers girl, so it fills me with a lot of joy to see how far we've come when I can measure it in my language.
Yeah.
And we just hit 1.5% of global ranking on Listen Notes, which rates podcasts around the world, the top 1.5%. Yeah. An amazing accomplishment, I believe, and I'm very proud of that. But what it really means is that we are reaching more of you out there. And when you have that belief and then you achieve the goals along the way, it just cements your belief, so it's more positive. And as we know where our focus goes, everything grows.
That's right. Well, I'd like to circle back to when you say belief, because I think that opens a totally new conversation. And I think let's put that aside from the point of view where I would like to discuss one day the topic belief, because it is, in short, a repetition of things that we think. That is how beliefs are established. But the belief in my own capabilities and my own abilities and my passion for it, that is something that I feel that I can be certain of. And because I have that belief in myself, in my capabilities, in my passion, in my persistence, I think that our achievement happens not only because we believe in we can, but in the steps that happen between what I believe I can and what I'm actually doing before I'm achieving it. And that is why hope is so incredibly misleading at times, because it just takes away from our focus, wherever your focus goes, everything grows. It takes away from our focus that there are so many things that I can do. And we can see it now over the past 2 years, since March 2020, it's going down history. We know that because it's happening. Still, less and less in different ways, different shapes and different areas in different ways. But we can see that so many people were just in a shock freeze. And then others started thriving. I know of companies, they increased their business by 400% in the first 6 months of the global crisis. And no, it was not an online business with big labels on that many of us are using. Mm-mm. So it was not their hope that they will survive, but it was their belief in their capabilities. Therefore, they were free to be creative, and then they put it into action. That's how they achieved that. And therefore, I believe it is a very important discussion we are having here today, that hope is wonderful, and it's a lovely word, and it's overly overused, and I'm guilty of it. I overused it in the past much more than I was actually doing myself a favor with. Nevertheless, since I know that hope always includes fear, and I became less fearful, therefore fearless, wonderful word, fearless, beautiful. Since then, I'm also more active in actively using my capabilities in new ways that I was hoping for in the past that I could. But now I'm doing it because hope is gone. I'm doing it. Very big difference.
So true. And as a math brain, mm-hmm. accountant, logically based person, these action steps have always been my go-to. If I've had to tackle a problem, there's always a set of sort of action steps that help you start with what your goal is in the accounting world, and then you work backwards from that and create the steps that create the system that then enable that goal. And so it made perfect sense to me once I picked that up and went, join that with this belief system now. So instead of hoping, let's have that self-belief and combine it with those action steps. And oh my, look what I can manifest. Amazing. And I love the word manifest. You know I do.
I know. Well, I think this is so wonderful how you're explaining it, that in business, it was so clear to you that first you needed to have a goal, a clear goal. And then based on that, it was easier for you to find a strategy. Most people are stuck in hope because they believe they need to find a strategy, but they have no clue where they're going or they're wishy-washy about where they are going. So strategies are useless unless you know where you want to go. Oh, it's rhyming, April. So when you have your goal and you become clear and more clear about it, and then have a look at what you have right here, right now. I know many business people who have great, great opportunities at their hands, and they are not utilizing them because they're frozen in the hope and trying to find out a strategy. They are so stuck in focusing on a strategy instead of clarifying their goal more clearly and then verbalizing their goal more clearly, because the strategy will appear. It cannot not. I'm certain that every one of our listeners can go back in time and find a memory in their life where they so wanted something. They had no idea how they're going to get it. And when you think of it today, you already have it. Now, how did you do that? Not with a strategy. You were focusing on, I want this. Yes. And you were holding on to it, and the idea and the goal was shaping itself. It's almost like a sculpture. It became more and more clear. It became more and more detailed. It became more and more beautiful and visible to you. And then, oh, that's how I get it. Somehow you got it. So we have these abilities within ourselves, and language is a great way how we can empower ourselves or disempower ourselves. And I have the feeling that hope is more in the category of disempowerment, I humbly believe.
I have to agree because of the wish-washiness. I agree it's also a beautiful word and it has its place. But when we look at how we treat ourselves, when we look at how we act in our own lives, how we behave towards ourselves, then how we speak to ourselves and our beliefs really matter. And if we can tweak this thought of, oh, I hope it works, to I believe I can achieve this because this goal is really important to me. Now, let's really hone in on what that goal is and what it means to me, because the more we feel it, the more we're going to do it. And as you have said in our manifestation episode, to use all our senses to visualize that goal. And that really brings it to life for us and makes it meaningful. If you've got a meaningful goal, then it is so much more meaningful to believe in it. Right?
Belief by itself, again, is passive.
Yes.
Unless we put the energy in and start moving in the direction of where we want to go to or where we want to arrive, then we're again sitting here.
Yes, you're right. I'm sorry. It's only one side of the picture. Mm-hmm. And the other side of the picture, of course, is the action, because nothing happens without action. And I'm mad on action. Like, I'm an action taker, I'm a finisher, and I believe that is always the way forward. Imperfect action even.
Yes.
Because that can get in our way as well. Like, it's just another little self-sabotage perfectionism, isn't it?
Very much so.
So, yeah, I totally agree. And also I wanted to revisit something that you said a little bit earlier in the conversation and we didn't get into it, was that it can bring out our creativity. And I think that is how we get from goal, action steps, strategy. It's the creativity, right? When we pour all this sort of energy into that goal and defining it and visualizing it and imagining it and making it real for ourselves, that's like creative juices. And as you say, a strategy will often naturally appear quite easily, because you've really defined what it is that you are trying to achieve or do at the end of the journey, so to speak.
One more thing that I would add to this, but I'm not sure if this belongs into the hope episode, but now that we're talking about the goals, then I think it is important to mention that what we are wishing for, let's have a look at the why. Because if the why is not strong enough, we will not take those action steps.
Absolutely agree with that. Yes. And it is one of the first things I think that you learn in personal development is finding your why, especially when you're wanting to do something big. Like, I know it was super important for me to have a why to get over my fear of public speaking. That I used to have.
You see how interesting, because when the goal is so much greater than your little fear, then the fear becomes insignificant. That's really what achievers also know how to do very well, because they have the great vision. They don't care about the strategy because that's what their want is, and they're going to get there. They don't know how, but they will. And they take action exactly right now. And when they're cautious or a little fearful, then they do it in the just for it, because now I must do it.
You also said something important, which was that you let go of the how. And I know that works because we have done it with the podcast. And you may have heard us speak about this before, guys, but when we started, we had the intention to embrace the globe. We didn't really know how that was going to happen, but we knew that if we took all the steps to create the best podcast we could with the best professional quality sound that we could, and we did all the actions on social media and built a website, that we believed that we would achieve that goal to embrace the globe. Yeah. We didn't even put a number on it in the beginning, did we? We just said, let's embrace the globe and talk to all humanity. And here we are. What is it now? Is it 2 years?
Well, August 18th, 2020 was our first release of the first episode.
So there you go. And we're in 61 countries and the top 1.5% of podcasts listened to in the world. So super happy that it's going so well. But the point is that we did let go of how it was going to happen, but we took the action steps. And we did have a goal that we visualized people around our planet listening to us. You know, I know I certainly did. We even did special recordings of Daisy's empowering audios made specially for us to help us do that. If you'd like to find out more about what that is, go to the Wild Network and join our channel, because we've got loads more about our empowering audio programs in there on our website, of course, at baldandblonde.live, where you will find full transcripts for this episode, as well as all of our episodes. You can listen right there on the website. You can grab Daisy's books, The Island Model and The Formula for Finding True Love. And you can also click the button on the homepage to find out more about our workshop that we are doing every week now. So make sure you join us. And if you are in the Wild Network and watching this video, it's great to be on video for you guys. It's super exciting to record in an additional medium than we haven't actually done before. So we hope you enjoy the exclusive content you can only get right here. Bring your family and friends in so they can be part of the Bald and Blonde family as well. Okay, I think that's it for us today. It's been a really good conversation about hope, and I want to know if it has blown your mind, listeners, like it blew mine when I first came across changing this concept for myself. Any final words for our listeners, Daisy?
Yeah, I think one thing is very important to consider. If you engage into a relationship and your partner or your future partner tells you, "I hope I love you," run. You see, because that, I think, makes it so clear why hope is not really what we're looking for. Do it or don't do it. Don't hope to do it. And even when two people then make their vows, when they get married at their wedding, they don't say,
"Oh, there's no hope.
I hope I will be there until the last moment of it." No, they stated very clearly. So have a look at hope from that aspect as well. And I think it will probably help you to really reality base yourself and rethink the word hope. Just the thought.
I think that is super clever, actually, to look at it and find something like that, marriage vows, where you would never put the word hope in. Like, that's a good place to look at it from and go, now what does hope mean to me? So good one, Daisy. I like that.
Good. I'm glad you did.
That's it from us today. This has been another amazing conversation from us, Daisy Papp and Kathy Tate, the Bald Warrior. We are Bald and Blonde.
Mindset Evolution. Talk to you next time. Thank you for tuning in to the Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution podcast. If you love what you're hearing, please subscribe to our podcast. In our show notes, you'll find the link to our Facebook group where you can personally connect with Daisy and Kathy, and the link to our website where you can find all of our previous episodes and much more of goodies so you can get more value. Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. That really helps out the show and helps us to get some powerful feedback from you. Talk to you soon.